Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. As part of our 30 Issues in 30 Days presidential election series, we have a 30 Issues Wiki. This is not just a comments page. It's a way for you to collaborate with each other to help produce six of our 30 Issues programs, suggest guests and questions and audio clips and more. Our remaining Wiki topics are energy for this week, healthcare next week, then arts and culture policy, and who'd be the better president for New York and New Jersey. Check out the 30 Issues Wiki at WNYC.org/30issues. And by the way, our series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, begins 11 consecutive segments on issues pertaining to the economy, beginning today at 11 o'clock with Obama, McCain, and taxes. Well, the financial crisis, as I mentioned before the break, is also affecting New York City politics, with City Council today debating the term limits extension that Mayor Bloomberg is asking for. Business leaders, including term limits crusader and fellow billionaire Ron Lauder, are backing the mayor, at least in some form of what he wants to do. Brooklyn City Councilman Bill de Blasio spoke against the new alliance over the weekend.
I don't think in our wildest dreams we could anticipate a moment where the business community, the real estate community, the publishers of the paper colluded with a mayor to change the very system of our elections so suddenly.
With me now, Bloomberg watcher Joyce Pernick, political writer for the New York Times, on leave from the local desk. I can't call it the metro section anymore. She's on leave writing a book about the mayor. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Your book must be getting longer by the day.
Yes. A little change of shape here and there, a little tweaking.
From your close study of Mayor Bloomberg, why does he want this? I mean, he could presumably go on to be something like the next Treasury Secretary in either a McCain or Obama administration. He'd certainly be competitive for governor in 2010. Why does he just want to keep on keeping on in City Hall?
From what I know of Mike Bloomberg, I take him at his word. He cannot work for anybody else, and that even means the president for the president of the United States. He's his own boss. He has been his own boss since he's about 39 years old. He likes it that way. Running for governor, governors of New York, as you know, Brian, are actually less powerful than mayors of New York City. And Mike Bloomberg knows that. Governors of New York are more like sort of bankers. They oversee things and they write checks. Mayors of New York can make changes, and that's what he likes to do.
So, listeners, term limits extender, yes or no? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. As the council debates this today, Joyce, we played the de Blasio clip there.
Mm-hmm.
But I gather he's in a small minority on the council, and I guess it makes sense because they get to extend their own term limits too.
Of course. Self-interest. Self-interest rules in politics at every single level, and they get to stick around another 4 years. A few of them wanted to run for higher office, and they will be thwarted, but they can still do so in 4 years. So there's really not a downside to this.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. There are several ways City Council could do this. They could eliminate term limits altogether. They could change them. Actually, I think they can't do that under the terms of the referendum. So they can't eliminate them altogether unless they put it on the ballot for people to vote on, which they could do. They could change them from 8 years to 12 years,
mm-hmm,
and change them permanently from 8 years to 12 years, or change them temporarily. They could also change them just for the mayor and not for themselves. I'm sure they're not going to do that.
Right.
Is it clear which way this is going?
Well, allegedly, I don't know for sure, but myself. But what the legal experts are saying is that they can't do it temporarily. They have to do a permanent, at least until there's a charter revision commission. They have to do a permanent change, because otherwise they could be sued, and those who sued would say it was self-dealing. It was just for the people who were voting. That's what the people who would sue would say, and therefore they have to do it for future city councils and for future mayors. I don't think that they can go to a referendum because, theoretically at least, there's not enough time to do that. So the way it seems to be stacking up, Brian, is this way. They will extend term limits to 3 terms, 12 years. It will go into effect with the next election. Next month or the month after, I think in November, Mayor Bloomberg will nominate a charter revision commission. Ron Lauder, who was the sort of person single-handedly who gave us term limits because he funded twice strong campaigns in favor of term limits, Ron Lauder will be on that charter revision commission. He will argue in favor of, follow this, reversing the 3 terms to 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
After Bloomberg and the current city council have served another term.
Right. So he obviously still believes in 2-term limits. He just believes that there should be a special bypass for Mayor Bloomberg.
A one time only. That's right. And what the Corp Council and others are saying is legally that won't stand, so the city council and can't really approve that, and the mayor can't sign that, so they have to go to 3 terms. And then a charter revision commission, if Lauder gets his way, which I doubt, a charter revision commission will go say to the public, we're going to put on the ballot a reversal of the 1-term extension to 2, right? In other words, going from 3 terms to 2 terms, are going to go back to where it was.
Well, I don't want to get too technical here, but if city council can extend term limits from 2 to 3, why can't city council just go back themselves in 2010 and pass a renewal of it back to 8 years?
Well, I hadn't thought that far ahead. Maybe the referendum will have a clause in it that says you can't do that.
Right, right. Though they probably wouldn't want to reverse it on themselves once they extended it to 3 terms.
Yeah.
Why does Ron Lauder have so much power? It seems he has a tremendous amount of power here. The mayor sought his approval before going forward with this. The mayor seems to be negotiating with Lauder to put him on this board that would examine the future of term limits and all of this to try to do it his way. I guess he could spend a whole bunch of money if he doesn't like the way Bloomberg does it and put a referendum on the ballot next spring to try to preempt it. Is that why? Is it all about his money?
You've got it exactly right. It comes down to money. He could make it as he has twice before, right? He can make it very messy. He can make it an ugly fight. And Bloomberg certainly doesn't want that. He wants to ease back into office. He could obviously put up as much money or more as Lauder would put up. But I don't think he wants it that way. And so this is a way to theoretically, at least, buy peace. And then the referendum that they're all talking about through the Charter Revision Commission wouldn't take place until after Bloomberg is reelected.
Right. But it sounds
like that play moi. What does he care, you know?
Yeah, boy, it's like these two billionaires, you know, colluding on what's going to be the future of politics in New York City. Is that democracy?
Well, you know, the thing that's really sad to me, and I felt this way at the time the public voted for term limits and then reinforced its vote for term limits, voted twice. Basically, the public was swayed by money. Basically, the public was swayed by a very, very expensive campaign that was financed basically by one person. And the first time around, the city council was then led by Peter Vallone, remember, didn't really wake up to the fact that this was a threat until it was too late for them to mount the opposition. So what we're really saying is it's in the public's hands, but the public can be swayed by money, which is what else is new, right? That's what happens in political campaigns.
Troy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there, Troy.
Good morning. Hello. I would like to say that I support Mayor Bloomberg's endeavor to have a third term as mayor of our city. Bill Singles, if something ain't broke, don't fix it. I think his government administration has done well for our cities. It continues to do well. If it's not broken, then let him continue to do a fine job. Also, if you got towns like Cleveland, Ohio, that does not have term limits that are such as short ones as 4 years for each, well, let's just say Cleveland has three-term mayors, and if it works for them, then it should work for our city, too. Number three, I think he'll be an asset to the new Washington administration going in January, and he is more evolved than Giuliani, and I would pick any term for evolution to take place. And I think that our mayor is a fine mayor, and I think he'll do great for this city. And again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let the man do his job.
Evolution. Thank you very much. Evolution. He's for evolution. We've evolved in the four short years, or eight short years.
You know, Bloomberg's argument is also a Democratic lowercase d argument. And that's why the New York Times was opposed from the beginning, the same rationale to term limits. The theory is that people should have the right to vote for or against whomever they want. And if you have this overarching rule that says, no, just two terms,
right,
then if they really do want someone to serve a third
right
term, he or she cannot do it.
Well, that's what makes the Lauder position so weird. And it's also what makes it such a daunting question, I think, for people to grapple with, because I think there are a lot of people out there who support the idea of term limits, but also now would like to see Mayor Bloomberg have the opportunity to run again. And by the same token, there are people out there who oppose the idea of term limits, think, you know, anybody should be able to run as long as the people are willing to elect them, but are also so furious at Bloomberg for trying to thwart the law, change the law for his own benefit.
I don't think most New Yorkers are furious at him at all. The polls suggest that. And, of course, there are some who are arguing it's anti-democratic and oligarchical and all of that. But for the most part, this caller, what he just said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That seems to be the overarching opinion of New Yorkers. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's doing fine. We're in an economic crisis. Let him stay. Now,
So hang on, Joyce. Let's listen to Lucy in Brooklyn, who I think is going to be on the other side of that question. Hi, Lucy. Lucy, pick up your phone.
Stop listening.
Lucy. All right, Lucy, one more time. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this you're on
Lucy.
The air.
How are you?
Go.
Personally, I don't know anyone who likes Bloomberg, but maybe I live in a different world. And I think this system is seriously broken.
Considering his popularity ratings these days, job approval ratings, you must live in a different world than New York City.
Yeah, it's around 70. You know.
Well, I live in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, and I've been involved in development fights here. And everyone blames the mayor for what's going on in development and him promoting all these oversized developments. And I think we're going to end up with some very empty, large condo buildings all over the city.
Oh, you're an Atlantic Yards area person, right?
But I also don't think he's been good for the schools. Basically, I see this as creeping fascism.
But let me back off whatever your particular issue with him is and ask, did you support the idea of term limits in the past, if you ever gave it any thought?
I did. I did support term limits.
You did.
And I think, you know, we live in this incumbent protection system where it's almost impossible. It's very rare to be able to vote out an incumbent. You need an enormous amount of money to vote out an incumbent, and especially this particular incumbent. And the people have spoken twice on term limits, and I just don't think
right
he has the right to go and change it because we're in a crisis. I mean, Giuliani would probably still be mayor if we hadn't had term limits.
Well, he tried to at least get himself a temporary extension after 9/11 when he was deemed the only person who could possibly lead New York in an emergency. And, Lucy, thank you very much. There are echoes of that a little bit, Joyce, aren't there? I mean, do we really have any one indispensable man anymore in democratic society?
I don't think we have an indispensable man or woman, but I think that the argument that things are, with the exception of people who fight Bloomberg at certain issues, there's no question, given his popularity rating, that most people feel the city is running pretty well. And so they're saying, I understand the thinking, they're saying, look, things are running pretty well. We don't know what this economic crisis is going to bring us. Let's just leave it alone. I don't want to be bothered with this. Let's just leave it alone. But no, nobody is indispensable. And her argument, that woman's, Lucy's argument about incumbency protection, that is the rationale behind Lauder's constant campaigning for term limits, that theoretically it's democratic to have people serve as long as the people want them to serve. But in practice, it's almost impossible to get an incumbent out of office because they get all the money. The establishment backs them.
And with Bloomberg's money, it'll be interesting to see if any. Remember, he's an independent, so there still could be a Democrat and a Republican.
I think he'll have opposition. The question is, you know, they'll be so outspent that there won't be, as Fritz Schwartz said in today's New York Times, there won't be a fair fight.
Last thing before you go. You used to be the editor, didn't you, of the erstwhile...
Yes, I was the Metro editor. Uh-huh.
Erstwhile New York Times Metro section. Are you feeling a sense of loss from it ending as a standalone section?
I think what happened was inevitable. It was happening. I was feeling it moving in that direction even when I was the editor, which is in the very late 80s, very end of 90s, I'm sorry. It's sad. I feel very sad about it. I think it had to happen for financial, economic reasons, and I hate it. What can I tell you?
We'll still have Thursday Styles, though, won't we?
Yes, we will. But
and automobiles and dining in and dining out.
And now, Brian, let me ask you a question. You're a man of the world. Why do you think that is?
Well, I know. The same reason that Mayor Bloomberg and Ron Lauder control the electoral system. Money.
Heads.
Yeah.
You can't run a newspaper without an advertising base. If that's what brings in the money and that's what's going to support investigative endeavors and metro stories, then that's the game you got to play. And it's too darn bad that that's the way it is. If you're asking me how I feel personally, I feel it's awful. And I think it will ultimately lead, although nobody wants it to, including the Times, to less metro coverage.
New York Times political writer Joyce Pernick working on a book about Michael Bloomberg. Thanks a lot, Joyce.
Sure.